And now I'd like to invite Mr. Brandon Durrett to come up for our next topic. We're going to make a slight shift over to the gas side. And Brandon's going to give us a talk on post-production cost deductions from royalty and why it matters to the midstream sector. Brandon is a senior counsel in the San Antonio office of Jackson Walker. And Brandon is a board-certified oil and gas attorney and former president of the San Antonio Association of Professional Landmen. Come on up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that introduction. Thanks for having me today. I got to thank Jesse Lotte. I think a lot of you probably know him. I work closely with Jesse on a lot of midstream, upstream, and in between issues. He's the fault. You can blame him for having to listen to me for 45 minutes today. But I do appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm a dirt lawyer. You know, I focus a lot on upstream and midstream asset-based issues. We do a lot of work on marketing, transportation, treatment agreements with both representing producers and midstream companies. This is a topic that typically has historically been the concern of players in the upstream space, and has not really bothered the midstream gas players very much. They don't particularly care who's paying for the cost of transportation and et cetera. They only care that they make the money and that they get the contract price that they ask for. To give you a little background, there's been somewhat of a legal arms race going on since the start of the oil and gas industry between landowners and producers about whether the royalty owners should bear any part of the post-production costs, that is the cost to get the raw production to market and get it in a fit state for commercial sale or for sale to consumers. That legal arms race has taken place in the contracts to try to figure out how to, producers trying to figure out how to get royalty owners to bear a share of that, and royalty owners trying to figure out how to get out of it. It's taking place in the courts as they wrangle with that language that's often extremely complicated and contradictory in the oil and gas leases and other contracts. And like I say, up until recently, the midstream sector didn't really care, had no reason to care. That is until a certain case called Devon Energy versus Shepard, which the Supreme Court handed down earlier this year, which potentially does give the midstream sector a reason to care about this topic, because it potentially affects how the producer is going to want these contracts negotiated in order to get its best deal out of the out of the royalty owner in a way that because these midstream marketing contracts can, at least according to Devon versus Shepard, can potentially affect whether and how much the royalty owner bears of post-production costs under something called an add-back clause, which is a relatively new term to the oil and gas industry that we're seeing pop up more and more in oil and gas leases. So let's talk first about the question that's posed: does the royalty owner bear its share of post-production costs such that the operator or producer can deduct it from royalty payments? For example, a producer often incurs costs to transport its raw production to market. The lessor, of course, has a royalty, let's say it's a quarter, on that production. So the question is, does the lessor pay or bear a quarter of those transportation costs? And the answer is, in the abstract, the answer is yes. The royalty owner typically does bear its share of those costs downstream of the wellhead, unless the lease or the applicable contract says otherwise. For example, The rule for pre-production costs, of course, is the opposite. The cost of drilling wells, producing them, operating them day to day, and getting the oil and gas out of the ground, it's not a cost that's typically borne by royalty owners. But the rule is the opposite, or the default rule, I should say, is the opposite for post-production costs.